Here at the Bayer Crop Science Ag Issues Forum, I'm visiting with one of our corn grower panelists. Nancy, tell us first of all a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
I'm from Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, and I grow not just corn, but corn and soybeans and wheat. We're crop farmers, and we grow about 2,000 acres in rotation.
Okay. Well, it's great to see you here, by the way, since we have, we've been involved in some ag events before, you know, out on the highway. but here, you were on a panel with some other growers. To give this audience of ag journalists some of your thoughts on things like sustainability, maybe first we could start there. What does that word mean to you?
You know, a farmer hears the word sustainable and they kind of cringe, a lot of them, because it concerns them that they're being forced to do something that they're not already doing. But most farmers, if they really think about it, are being sustainable. We're all very proud of the fact that we're fourth, fifth, sixth generation farmers on that farm. If we weren't sustainable, we wouldn't be here. It's maybe a three- or four-legged stool. We have to do things agronomically. We have to do things economically, environmentally, and ethically. So it encompasses all those things.
What are some of the ways that you think you either employ things like technology or others to make what you're doing on your farm more sustainable?
Well, we use cover crops, which is pretty unusual, and it's maybe a throwback. That's an old technology. But we also use precision ag to make sure that we can strip till, because we know we need to reduce our tillage, but we need to do a little tillage. We're in a northern climate. We need to get the seed to soil contact. We need to get the residue off the ground so that we can get that seed sprouting quickly, because we have a shorter growing season. Without precision farming, we couldn't put the seed in that right area. We come back and we put our fertilizer within a narrow band, and we put our crop chemicals in the same band, and then we can harvest and we can make those maps as we go past. So we definitely use the new technology. We use seed technology so we get the best yields. We want the newest seed we can get. We use GPS, obviously, steering. We have automatic shutoffs and things like that, so we're reducing everything we do.
I guess kind of finally here, how about in terms of getting that message out to people who want to know where their food comes from, they're wanting to know more about it, and they're probably getting hit by a lot of serious misinformation because there are some groups with an agenda out there that seem to get a little more media play, if you will. Is there something that you can do, or you know, even as a grower, or other growers should be doing to help with this?
I think growers just really need to stay connected. Through our organizations, we're trying to help define sustainability to make the consumer understand. And, yeah, we need to have those conversations even in the grocery store. It's a little harder for crop farmers because we're at the bottom of the food chain, but we need to be at the table when people are talking and trying to measure sustainability so that the crop inputs are measured properly.
Well, thank you so much for visiting with me here. I think we're about to conclude this Ag Issues Forum. Nancy, and here from the Bayer Crop Science Ag Issues Forum, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.